The world isn't wide enough. Get immersed in the expansive views of the 48-inch customizable panoramic display in the all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid. Explore more at Lincoln.com. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day all season long. And Marlins fans, today your Miami Marlins will be playing against the St. Louis Cardinals, and I am here to preview that game for you guys. In this game, we will have Adam Wainwright going up against Jesús Luzardo. Both pitchers have already had a start. Wainwright have had 10 innings pitched, 3.48 ERA, a 1.45 whip. And then we have Jesús Luzardo, who just had an incredible outing against the Angels. We all remember that. 5 innings, he had a 0.60 whip, walked one batter, and here's the best stat of them all, 12 Ks. He had 12 strikeouts in only 5 innings. That's just insane to even think of, and this shows if Luzardo could keep that going, if he can keep half of that going at the very least, we are in for a great season for the man we traded for last trade deadline. And this is really an interesting pitching matchup. We have Jesús Luzardo, who's 24, and then we have Adam Wainwright, who's 40. And you know, you do the math, and 16 years apart in age, so we really have the young player going up against the veteran. And this is really a great pitching matchup to showcase also maybe where Luzardo is in terms of going up against some of the best pitchers in baseball, especially Wainwright, who's always been on top of the NL. Really great pitcher. And this is really great to see because the Cardinals are first in the NL Central. They always have a great lineup. And we can go back to maybe their last game, the St. Louis Cardinals, and really get a showcase of what to really expect from this team. They last played Sunday against the Brewers. They lost 6-5. And some of their top players are, you've heard these names before, Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, Albert Pujols, Yadier Molina, Paul DeJong, Tommy Edman, Harrison Bader. This is a team you want to watch out for because this is a team mixed with veterans, future Hall of Famers, young players who are looking to make an impact and looking to showcase themselves in the MLB and showcase that they're ready to go on to the next level. It's really great players. You have Dylan Carlson, Tyler O'Neill, who's going to be one of the best players in baseball at very near future, I believe so. Maybe at least in the NL, he's a really great player there. We have Harrison Bader, who may not be the very best of hitters, but he is probably the best defensive player in baseball at the moment. The best center fielder, probably. The defensive center fielder in the NL. And just really great players. Former Marlin Corey Dickerson. Yadi Molina, who is a future Hall of Famer, one of the best catchers in modern history. And this is a lineup to really, that will give Marlins trouble. Especially when you look at the veteran, Albert Pujols, who's trying to hit 700 home runs in his last year. And the team that he spent the majority of his career with, the future Hall of Famer. That is going to be incredible to see.
And Pujols has tied it down the left field line. Goodbye! His 20th home run in this ballpark. Second of the year. 681.
If you want to get into some more in-depth stats about the Cardinals, they are tied second in runs. 5.5. Seventh in average. They're 6th in OBP, 2nd in slugging, 4th in OPS, 4th in home runs, 7th in runs allowed. This is a really great team. Top 10 in ERA. This is a team not to mess with. This is a team that will give the Marlins trouble, but I do believe the Marlins could pull away with the first game. It just really all depends on pitching. It's all on Lusardo. If Lusardo can have another great game like he had against the Angels, shutting down Otani, Mike Trout, guys like that, Anthony Rendon, if he could pull that off, especially against this lineup with veterans and Cole Glovers and all-stars and Hall of Famers and future all-stars like that, I think that's something really to look upon. And then the Marlins do play them again Wednesday and Thursday before they move to Atlanta in a series against the Braves. We're all going to be watching. But before this series against the Cardinals, they did play the Phillies, and they did pull off a series win, which is really incredible to see. Especially the Phillies going up against them this early in the season. You need to get those wins. Those series wins will propel you into the future. Could be for the division, could be for a wild card. Take 3 out of 4. That is amazing to see from Miami. And we'll go into that last game that happened on Sunday. It was really almost from the beginning to the end, wire to wire, for Miami, starting with Eliezer, who had a really great game. 6 innings, 5 hits, allowing 1 earned run, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Also, from the relief pitchers, 1 earned run, 1 strikeout for Solcer. Again, 1 earned run, 1 strikeout for Bass. Lewis had finished it off. And that's really great to see, especially when you go to the hitting. 13 hits, 11 RBIs. That is what you want to see from this lineup, especially with the money that Miami spent on that outfield with Garcia and Soler. That is something you need to see. You have to see from them trading for Wendell. Soler had a hit. Jesus Sanchez, he was looking at one of the top young players in baseball. 3 hits, 2 RBIs. Aggie, Wendell, all had hits. Brian Anderson, it's so great to see Brian Anderson, improving, because he's had really up and down so far the last couple years. See him get a hit, get multiple runs. Really great to see from Brian Anderson, and something that needs to happen more in the future. Brian De La Cruz, great player there that we're seeing from him turn out to be since that trade with the Astros for Yimi Garcia last season. And for Miami, it really depends how they want to go the rest of the year. I think this series against the Cardinals is going to make a lot way for the future. I think it could be maybe for a wild card. Who knows? But I think it really depended, I believe, on the new acquisitions to see how they fare in this lineup. Guys like Wendell, Avi, Soler, depend on how those guys play the rest of the year. But first, we have to take care of business with the Cardinals today. Make sure to watch that. It is today at 6:40 p.m. Wainwright versus Lusardo. So make sure to go watch that. And before that, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And do remember this: always go fish.